of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Vice President Brown?
Here.
President Chapman?
He is out of town.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
Ms. Morris?
Here.
Ms. Rhodes?
Here.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mr. Stevery?
Here.
Mayor Yoakum?
Here. Next is adoption of the agenda.
What we'd like to do is, I'd like to amend the agenda to allow ROTC representative to speak before the council, and we can do this after the report of the city office. Are there any objections?
I'll second.
Motion by Vice President Brown, second by Councilman Sebring, to adopt the agenda with the one revision.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rhodes?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
And the adoption of the agenda was approved by a vote of 6-0. Next is, we need approval of the minutes for December 29th and January the 5th.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
I think we have a correction.
Yeah. On the January 5th meeting on the, in the minutes, it says for the, at the bottom where it says Mayor Joe Yoakum presiding officer, that should be Dwayne Chatton, president.
Was Mr. Mayor Yoakum not here?
Yeah, but was there a council meeting as a whole or whatever? It was just a...
Oh, it's a council meeting?
Yeah. It was the organizational meeting.
Yeah.
Which was the regular council? Okay.
Nope.
We can change it. So
you... Well, I'll amend the motion with that correction.
Second.
Okay, got a motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilman Clark, to approve the minutes of December 29th and January 5th as corrected.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rhodes?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
I apologize to the council. I was not at that meeting, as you know, either, so that's why I did that.
We'll blame Liz.
Pardon?
We'll blame Liz.
Okay.
And those minutes are approved by a vote of 6-0. Next is petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I need to say is congratulations to Clerk Treasurer Culpin, his new grandchild. Anything else? Committee reports.
On Mr. Mayor, on January 26th, following our next regularly scheduled council meeting, we will hold a meeting of the Public Safety and Health Committee to discuss Ordinance 43-2014 and Ordinance 44-2014. And I believe, I'll go ahead and speak for Councilman Brown, that we're going to hold the Budget and Finance Committee meeting for Ordinance 44-2014 as well. This will be following the regularly stated council meeting on the 26th.
Any other committee reports?
I've just got one question. We were in one of our committee meetings, we were discussing your, Councilman Salters, your proposal. Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing something in reference to, it's been, some proposals have been shot down, and I'm unclear to what.
The newspaper article?
Yes. It's been there twice, a couple of statements, and I know we discussed the advertisements, but I don't think anything was ever voted down or anything to that effect, so I...
Right, and just the hope right now is that we just, like I've said before, and I've said a couple other times, that we're gonna put as many ideas before as possible, and hopefully, we've got, what, till October, as we're starting to prepare our next budget, we get as much information for these new plans and these new processes, and we just go from there. So we're kinda, I mean, we're in a standstill right now.
Well, we haven't really shot anything down, right?
I mean, we're at a standstill, I mean, we're kinda trying to figure things out, so I mean...
What's the next step you wanna do in the process?
I wanna try to get as many things as possible as we can to look at. I mean, we're gonna keep going through each department, seeing what we can and can't do with some of these plans we put forward. We're looking in the trash department, we're looking at the ads, we're looking at maybe privatizing certain services with the Parks Department, maybe. The example that we used there was, you know, lawn care. We're looking at the city buildings, city properties, things there, certain relationships with VU, certain relationships with Good Sam. There's some other things that we could do, looking at not just maybe eliminating the trash, but doing something different in the way that we collect it. I mean, just a whole bunch of things that, I mean, we're looking right now in January, that I wanna make sure that we have these thought out. I know I've said this before as we've gone through this, that we look at it, we think it through, so when we get to October, here in about 10 months, that if we get that, you know, big hit, we're ready, we're prepared, so we can go, all right, we've talked these things through, we know what we're looking at, and we can go from there.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Any other committee reports? Move on to report of city officers.
Mayor, council. Some months ago, I became eligible to apply for the deferred retirement option program, the drop program of police and firemen's PERF. I have taken that step, and I wanted to let you know before it gets here that about a year from now I'll be retiring from the fire department. My true day would be March the 4th, but given the time that I'll have eligible, January the 8th would actually be my last work day of 2016. Got too many people that I've had to hold quiet while this was going on, and I want to make it public now so that there's no surprises later. But I believe me, I am very honored to be a Vinson City firefighter. I'll always be a firefighter, but it's time to look at other things. So I just wanted to make you aware. Thank you.
Chief, and congratulations. Okay. Old business. Ordinance 43-2014.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we remain, that ordinance 43-2014 and ordinance 44-2014 remain tabled until the committee meeting on the 26th.
Okay, got a motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilwoman Rose, to table ordinances 43-2014 and 44-2014.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Bart?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, and those remain tabled by a vote of 6-0.
Mr. Brown, did you want to do ROTC?
Yes.
Sorry about
Mr. Mayor, council members, thank you all for allowing me to be here with you tonight. I'm Colonel Retired Lee Baker. I'm the senior Army instructor at Vincennes Lincoln High School, in charge of their Army Junior ROTC program. Today I'm here to seek your approval on a concept that we have for celebrating the 99th anniversary of the forming of Army Junior ROTC. And I'll be referring to this slide packet here, which we're on slide number one. This is also contingent upon board approval. Did not intend to get ahead of the board, but we got to get things moving on this for planning. So again, all this is going to be contingent on the school board approving this on the 19th of January. Next page is the agenda, the items we'll be discussing. Next, this was set up to be conducted by cadets. My cadet battalion commander had to go to work. I had one cadet who was sick and one who had to babysit. So I'll be doing this for you all tonight. The big picture. This will be a worldwide event again, commemorating the 99th anniversary of the forming of Army Junior ROTC. So really, this is going to be the first trial run, because next year will be the 100th anniversary. Again, locations around the world. Department of Defense does have Army Junior ROTC programs in high schools in Korea and Germany. They too will be participating in this event. The time will be determined. Again, we're in the early planning stages for this. The other goal is to break the Guinness Book of World Records for the most participants in a multi-location 5K run, which is currently 110,000, which was set in Britain. And it looks like we're going to be shooting for about 300,000 this year, potentially 500,000 next year as this thing develops. We'll use technology, Facebook, Twitter, in order to get maximum participation and media coverage for this event. Large-scale, local, and media event, and there will be prizes and scholarships that will be awarded for all sorts of categories yet to be finally determined. Next page is a Junior ROTC 5K video. If you would like to look at this video, go to this website, and there is a really neat introduction put together by Cadet Command, where fellow students, cadets, are explaining to you the intent of this whole program. The next page explains the Alice Battalion concept. So we've taken the Cadet Command concept, and now we've tailored it for what we'd like to do here in Vincennes. I think it'd be pretty interesting to get Vincennes in the Guinness Book of World Records breaking a record. We're proposing a one-mile walk, fun run walk around the track at Vincennes Lincoln High School, and that'll be a color run. That's where there'll be a certain location, and the runners are splashed with dyed powder. Seems to be pretty popular these days. The next event will be a simultaneous event, will be a 5K color run, same concept. And then we'll work with Keep Vincennes Rolling, the bike club, to help them or to ask them to help us put together a 7 to 10 mile bike ride. Again, all of these will occur simultaneously. All routes will begin and finish at Lincoln High School. All the routes will be east of 41. Registration fees that we charge will cover all the expenses associated with this, and to help us cover expenses that we have for drill meets. We will be conducting monthly in-progress reviews, and I will publish the dates for you all. We'll be giving those to our administrators at Lincoln High School and the school board. We will establish a registration page so that those who want to participate can go online and register for this event. And we'll invite all the local schools, all nonprofit organizations, and veterans organizations within the community. We will be seeking sponsors for food and drinks, and obviously coordinating with the police department and the sheriff for safety. The next page explains the one-mile fun run route. It will be on the lap there at the high school. And then we'll also have an optional lane for the splash. The next page is the 5K route. We will begin at the high school, go down South Hart, and then we'll make the dog leg there on the Middle Hart Street, go over to Main Street, go back up to Bower Drive, and we'll finish at Lincoln High School. The next page, again, work with Keep Vincennes Rolling to help us put the bike park together, and we'll attend their meeting on February the 10th for the details to be worked out with that event. The next page, we understand the city requirements from the previous meeting to obtain the certificate of eligibility or insurability, excuse me. Utilities, we will coordinate with utilities to make sure we don't have any EPA or IEPA violations as far as runoff from the dyed powder. And then it was interesting to find out about the street banners. Any other people that you all think we need to coordinate with, other than the obvious ones as far as parks and police within the city?
Just so you guys know, the Board of Works approved this tentatively, pending they meet the requirements of insurance and the utilities about throwing the collar and different stuff. So. But I think it sounds like a great event. But I think that.
And did you say earlier you're going to invite other schools?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. This will be a community and countywide event. Mm-hmm. And like perhaps even go across the state line.
I'd like to make a motion that we support this and project on behalf of the city council.
On
second.
Will Mr. Combs be running?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Will you be running?
And how about you?
Yes, I will.
We've got a motion by Vice President Brown and a second by Councilwoman Rose to show support for this event.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Mortis?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks.
Thanks, Colonel Baker.
New business. First up is ordinance 1-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit for $8,766.77.
Motion to approve ordinance 1-2015, additional appropriation ordinance from Edit for $8,766.77.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Brown, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 1-2015.
Ordinance 1-2015, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts containing section 1 and 2, $8,766.77 for 5
invoice. Any discussion?
Call for a question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
First reading of ordinance 1-2015 passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is levy system improvements project. Motion to pay $57,099.32 in advance. $17,266.25 will be paid from the OCRA grant. And $39,830.07 will be paid with Edit.
You know specifically what those
this
are.
One thing I can tell you is this levy work, and this is, I think we did this a few months ago where we paid in advance. Yeah, this is like the third month we've done
that.
Yeah,
we did this last meeting.
What it is, on a grant, once the money has been put in the city's account under ACH, we have 5 business days to pay the vendors, and that's all this is. And the mayor is correct. This is about our 4th or 5th time of doing it.
I knew what the OCRA was. I just specifically. Yes,
and Edit is just what we've committed to.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilwoman Rose to approve the levy system improvement.
I just want to mention, though, that we don't have anything in our packet about this except what's on our agenda.
That's all there actually is until we get the money from the state. Then it always shows up on your claims.
I'm just saying that's why we ask questions, is because there's nothing to really look at.
Questions are encouraged always, but no, that's fine.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And that passes by a vote of 6-0. Next is claims.
Got claims in the amount of $345,987.86. Make a motion to approve that amount.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Brown, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the claims in the amount of $345,987.86.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Morris?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Seaver?
Yes.
And the claims are paid by a vote of 6-0. Nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.